Today will be'ez Hashem be learning daf yud of Masechet Shkalim. The topics we learn about include: we start the fourth parak in Masechet Shkalim, parak Hatruma, which discusses what the machzah shekel was used for in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara discusses the mitzvah of Karban Omer and how that relates to the machzah shekel. The Mishnah Amud Beis and the following Gemara goes into further detail to discuss many services and other items that were funded by the Trumas Halishka. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include paraduma. A paraduma is a red cow that has not performed any work at all, which is slaughtered on Har HaZesim opposite the Azara, then burned, together with a cedar branch, some azav branches, and a piece of crimson wool. If a person or utensil becomes tameh by touching a dead body or being in the same room as a dead body, the purification process includes being sprinkled with mechatas, which is a mixture of the ashes of this cow and water drawn from a spring. Sir HaMeshtaleach. On Yom Kippur, two identical goats are brought in front of the Kohen Gadol. A geirel, a lottery, is cast to determine which of the goats will be the Sar LaHashem and which will be the Sar LaAzazel. The Sar LaHashem is sacrificed as a carbon, while the other is Meshtalech LaAzazel, a rocky mountain cliff from where it is pushed to its death. The Sar Meshtalech symbolically carried with it all of the sins of Klal Yisrael, which were forgiven when it was pushed over the cliff.